Call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 18th, 2018 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capelini here. Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome all of our guests to our council chambers tonight. I think I know what most of you are here for. However, if we get to an item on the agenda and you want to address council with new information, I'll recognize you at that time. At this time, please join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Fry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we are up to additions to the agenda, and I do have a couple additions to make. As added item 4C, we'd like to have a Funnigan's update once again. There were activities today and late last week. Also, I would like to add as agenda item 13, Service Director to talk about the Monroe Silica open house held this evening at Northview High School and him to put that project in perspective to us and what the next steps are. Additional items from members of council. Mr. Lukey.
Mr. Mayor, just would like to give a brief update of the sister city visit to Woodstock over the weekend.
We'll put that in as 11B.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other items from members of city council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Husman. Is it? It's not a committee report. It sounds like it should be agenda item 14.
That would be perfect.
And this is for Heritage Sylvania. You call it a push? Can we call it an update or something?
You can quote whatever word you want. It's a sales job. Marketing.
We'll call it a report. All right, seeing no additional items from members of City Council. Anything, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Captain Hubaker?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda for this evening's meeting is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of two sets of meeting minutes, first from our regular meeting on November the 4th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Council of the City of Sylvania, Ohio meeting minutes for the meeting held November 4th, 2019 as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from November 4th, 2019 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. And then to approve the meeting minutes from the special meeting on November the 6th.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval for the special council meeting of the City of Sylvania held on November 6th, 2019 as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the special council meeting minutes of November 6th. As submitted. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and the special council meeting minutes are approved. Now to added agenda item 4C, I ask the law director to give us an update since our last council meeting about Funnigan's and the paintball issue. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Last week charges were, I believe on Friday, charges were filed in Sylvania Municipal Court, the criminal charges, criminal damaging, as well as the zoning violation. Today, we did attempt to get a TRO. The judge continued that pending the appeal that was filed by Funnigan's of the zoning violation notice. The Board of Zoning Appeals hearing is set for December 3rd, and the hearing on the preliminary injunction was set for January 23rd, which is the judge's earliest possible date that she could schedule it. So everything has been filed and is moving forward.
Tell us about the expectations for the Board of Zoning Appeals hearing. They're appealing the fact that they have to keep all the paintballs on site?
That's correct.
They're seriously appealing.
Okay. That's correct. And that is December 3rd.
Okay, and then what about the filings that have been made in Sylvania Municipal Court?
Those will be, I believe those will be issued as summonses, the charges, and then those will be integrated into our, into the municipal court process. So hopefully with the various avenues we're proceeding, we can keep applying the pressure and hopefully get a resolution.
The criminal charges that were filed were what again?
Criminal damaging.
Okay.
And also the zoning violations.
Criminal damaging and the zoning.
Mm-hmm.
So the criminal damaging will survive regardless of what the BZA does.
Correct.
I said the criminal damaging charges will survive regardless of what the BZA does, the Board of Zoning Appeals. So those will go forward. And would go forward even if they were to grant them an appeal and grant them a change of the zoning requirements. You're still not allowed to damage your neighbor's property, even if you, there's not a zoning prohibition against it. So we can continue to pursue those criminal charges every time they happen.
All right, any questions for the law director? The neighbors are present. You have new information you'd like to share with us? Your attorney was present for this filing as well, and I'm told reported back to you the judge's decision. Yes, it's frustrating when we can't make movement, but that's the way I'm afraid the court system is going to work. We will continue to work for them to comply as the criminal charges and fines pile up on them. I'm told that another possible solution that they are not currently considering is relocating their paintball course farther away from your homes, and for some reason they won't consider that either, but we will start going down that road with them as well. All right, thank you. You're welcome to stay for the whole meeting. Come up to the podium if you'd like to speak.
Yes,
we might start putting you at the end of the agenda so you do enjoy the rest of our meeting. Sure.
Oh, absolutely. Your attorney, I emailed him a copy of the notice of appeal that Margaret Beck filed.
Today?
As of this afternoon, he did not have that. I'll double check and make sure that he's got it. He's requested it before, and I had a hard copy I could have given him today if he needed it. But
paraphrase for us what the appeal is.
That is the appeal that they are, Ms. Beck is contending on behalf of her clients that they are not in violation of our zoning ordinances.
They're contending they are not in violation.
Right.
I've read the zoning violations and it requires that they keep all people on their property. Okay. All right. You're
preaching to the choir.
Because they're not asking for a change.
That's correct. They are appealing the fact that a violation was issued.
Okay. My next question is if the appeal goes against them,
mm-hmm. At the Board of
Zoning. Do they have further recourse?
Yes, they can appeal that to the Court of Common Pleas, which is why Judge Navarre today continued the issue today until after that December 3rd date.
All right, if the appeal goes against us, do we have recourse?
If they say that it's not a violation, if our Board of Zoning Appeals is the city, we would. But as property owners, it's an administrative type appeal and hearing, so as property owners, you would not, but as the city, we would.
Well, okay.
Is that your question? I'm sorry.
Can I go back?
Yes.
Does the BZA has jurisdiction to hear appeals of zoning violations?
Yes.
Because I have, I understood them to have, well, I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah.
That's a different jurisdiction than I understood them to have.
We had to pull, we had to look at it. Yeah, this is not something that we encounter every day. We had to pull out the code and take a look at it.
Most of our dealings with the BZA are where people are seeking modifications of the existing zoning code.
Correct.
And they didn't include that in their appeal.
No.
So they're not asking for relief.
Nope.
They're just asking for the BZA to interpret our zoning code?
This is from memory. That's what I recall her notice of appeals. I can email every copy of everybody to everybody. Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I haven't looked at it for a day or so. The Board of Zoning Appeals is Gary Summer. They are residents of the city.
They are the board.
Mm-hmm.
The board consists of 5 appointees. There, so we appoint 5 people to that board.
So as a matter of fact, we're making an appointment tonight for one of the seats that will become open in January. And we had 3 individuals come in, a IT guy, a engineer, and a realtor who interviewed with our committee. We picked one. We're going to presumably approve him for tonight. So it's people who express an interest in serving the city and have the appropriate expertise.
And this meeting is open to
the public? Oh, yes, absolutely. December 3rd, there was a notice published, I believe, on Friday. I will get you the hearing time information. I know it's December 3rd. It'll be here. I don't know the time offhand.
Make sure that you get that, because I would like to keep it for that. The last meeting that we were here at 2 weeks ago, Ms. Bryant, you indicated that the fines were not connected to the temporary restraining order.
That's correct.
That in fact, that fines would start accruing as of the letter of October the 7th that was sent to them. I'm not sure exactly when they received it, but informing them that they were in violation.
That's a little bit incorrect. The penalties are assessed for every charge that is filed. So the judge, as of October 7th, I believe, I don't recall offhand how many were filed today, in excess of 15. So if counting all, taking all of them into consideration. So the judge, and the judge is the one that has the authority to set those fines.
Up to a maximum of $1,000.
Correct. Correct.
At what point do those fines actually get assessed? At what point does the judge make a decision on whether they're going to get fined or not?
If they set it for a trial, at the trial, after, at the end of the process of the adjudication. He doesn't anticipatory, or that is up to the court's calendar, sir.
And that's the Sylvania?
Sylvania Municipal Court.
One question. What happened a couple of weeks ago, as on Monday, you had a meeting, you reported on a meeting about a 35-foot fence, and you were, at that point, at that meeting 2 weeks ago, you said they were going to get back to you. What happened on that?
We did not hear anything about that, and that's why we proceeded today and last week with filing the charges.
Okay, because according to the paper, they're going to, they're reviewing it, they may decide to do it based upon what the expense is. I could have gotten that expense in about 2 hours. Literally, I could have gotten it in 2 hours. I've done it before, so I don't know what to do. Last question is, what is the police, do you know what the police have been told about how to respond to our phone call? Yeah.
To my knowledge, we're filing a police report every time we have an incident that involves Funnigan's.
Okay.
We're forwarding copies of those police reports to the law director. and just basically documenting the situation and what happened.
How is the documentation present?
Thanks report in our records management system.
Okay. Because we get different responses from the police department.
Okay.
We get different responses even from when we call in. Mm-hmm. Some people don't even know, I think.
There's only been two officers out of dozens that I think we've met every one in Spadia through the last 2.5 years for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had two that have been very rude at infancy.
I apologize for that, and I will definitely find out who came out and find out what the circumstances were from there.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it's an inconvenience to them, and this is to them a minor issue, but to us, and we're doing what we were told.
It's not an inconvenience.
That's their job.
Your taxes for it.
And that's what both of your officers, both of them have been very kind and considerate. There's only been two that I've had issues with.
And that was Sunday?
And one of them was the same one that Mr. Carr had an issue with.
That was Sunday?
No, this was
several weeks ago.
Yeah, several weeks ago.
I mean, a month ago, I interacted with an officer whose first question to me was, well, who was here first?
He wouldn't even take a picture both times that he came to my house. He said, I don't need to. He goes, if you want a picture, you can take it. And I said, well, I think you were told you're supposed to.
I'm familiar.
No, that was a couple of years ago. I know his name, but I don't know the name. Oh, Sunday?
Last observation slash comment I had is the Mr. Allen, right? The drainage issue that Flemington's had, was that a zoning violation? If I'm understanding that correct? Was that a zoning issue?
No. That was a storm drain. It was more of a site plan issue.
Okay. It was a site plan issue, but my understanding was is that when Mr. McCarthy built those homes, he violated something by putting up that mound.
Right.
What was that a zoning issue?
No, that was a site plan issue. he modified the drainage plan from what was shown on the plan.
Which he wasn't supposed to. I understand that.
Right.
So my comment about that is that Huntington's complained about that, and they got a solution. And they got a solution that actually caused damage to my neighbor's home. He now has garbage because of the solution to that problem, which created drainage, which he actually was pumping water in his hand from his parking lot. It ended up causing drainage. And we've got a video of this that looks like a small creek coming down the back of Mr. Campbell's home. So Huntington's complained about a water problem and got it solved to the detriment of our homeowners. We've been complaining about paintball for years and nothing has happened. Thank you.
Is everybody ready to move on? Please let us know if there's further action you or your attorney think we should take. On to agenda item 5, 2020 budget. This will be the second reading. In discussions with the finance director, she tells me that there haven't been any inquiries made. This is the same budget that we had your finance committee meeting on more than a month ago. The finance director wanted to mention to you that there was one number changed in it, and it was to accommodate the 27th day rule of the year. The city paid every 2 weeks, and by precedent in the city and also common practice in the state of Ohio was 20.
numbers change in the map, we may see something with the wage adjustment ordinance that comes at the end of the year, but we still have a pretty high budget, and that's just because we didn't get it for that original document, and it changed it to the spread across several months. I would like to ask for council's consideration to pass the budget tonight, unchanged other than what I just told you, so that the finance department, particularly Mrs. Cooper, can begin to load this into her computer.
The end of the year is a very busy time for the finance department with other ordinances that need to be done at the end of the year. If there's no controversy in the budget, I would appreciate it being passed so that our finance department can move on.
Mr. Mayor, just a follow-up question to the 27 pay thing.
Yes.
I understand what your thought process is and don't have any issue with it, just as far as logistics go. So was this in the original ordinance that was read a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
So the numbers were correct in the...
Yes, so, what you okay, were so presented with
got it.
2 weeks ago was the up-to-date version.
Got it. Okay.
If council doesn't have any objections, Mrs. Westfall, I call upon you for final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 92-2019. All members having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, to make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2020, waiving the third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 92-2019 as an emergency measure, waiving the third reading. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Are you comfortable with that final passage?
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. That the finance department can now move on with our year-end adjustment ordinance and our wage ordinance at the end of the year. Moving on to agenda item six, you have the report from the Planning Commission concerning the change of zoning for property on Sylvan Lakes Boulevard over behind the Kroger store from its current B2 General Business District to R4 planned development for a multi-dwelling medium high-density district. The Plan Commission's recommendation is in your council packet, and it was passed. It was recommended to you unanimously by the Plan Commission. We would call upon you to set the public hearing date for January 6th. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move that we establish a public hearing on January 6, 2020 on proposed, what's the number here? On the, I don't see the number.
Number's not on there. Oh, no, it's on the letter, PD1 2019.
PD1 2019. Thank you.
Is there a second? It's second. Moved and, yeah, second. Been moved and seconded to set the public hearing date for PD1 2019 for January the 6th, 2020 at 7 p.m. in these council chambers. Authorize the clerk to advertise therefore. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will have the public hearing that night. Moving on to agenda item 7, we have proposed ordinance 94-2019. This is to allow the chief of police, the police department, to contribute some unclaimed property in the possession of the police department to Sylvania Area Family Services. That property is bicycles, abandoned bicycles and the like. Captain, you'd like to talk any more about that?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. This is basically just streamlining our process. We currently store our lost or found bicycles outside. In the weather, they deteriorate. We'd like to just streamline the process to get them into needy kids' hands through the family services quicker.
Questions? Mr. Frye, we do have an ordinance, 94-2019.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 94-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. An ordinance authorizing the chief of police to contribute unclaimed property in the possession of the Sylvania Police Department, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance 94-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 94-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 94-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 94-2019 is approved. Agenda item 8 is also a police department issue. This is to replace all the service handguns of the police department with more modern 9mm rather than what they are carrying now, and I'm sure the captain can go through this much better than me.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We'd like to change handguns from the current 40 caliber handgun to a 9mm version of same manufacturer. Long and the short of the story is it's a national trend in law enforcement. The FBI changed a few years ago, and it just makes sense. The ammunition's a little less expensive. Our current handguns are losing value, trade-in value, as time goes on. They're less popular. We're going to use current 2019 funds for this. This will be a budget-neutral issue for 2020.
If you look on your ordinance 95-2019, you see that there's actually a credit that the city will be receiving of $12,170 for the switch. Some of that is because four older carbine rifles from World War II that the department has no use for are being traded in, and they are in collector condition. The credit will be used for ammunition. The expenditure that the captain referred to is to purchase new holsters for those new handguns. So all in all, this is a low cost or no cost. I think it's probably a credit of $12,170 minus whatever the holsters are, and I think that was $3,000 or something like that.
About $4,200.
Mr. Frye, I asked the chief to call you and discuss this. How did I do on the facts?
That's what I recall from my conversation with the chief. I did speak with him at some length and ask him a bunch of questions about this, and seems like it makes sense. The thing that jumped out at me most significantly, and the captain mentioned this, was the ongoing trend. But if we were to have a significant issue, Sylvania Township has also moved to the 9mm handgun, and if we were, that would make it impossible if we were at the 40 caliber and they were at the 9mm to basically move back and forth with clips and ammunition. Hopefully we never had that issue, but if there was, that's one of the reasons to move to the 9mm. I think the city of Toledo is also at 9mm. Is that correct?
I believe they're 9mm, but a different manufacturer.
Okay.
Just about everybody in the area is converting to the 9mm caliber.
Could I ask, Mr. Frank, what manufacturer are we using?
Glock.
Okay. Just in case I get asked.
I got you.
All right. Any further questions for the captain? If not, we have ordinance 95-2019. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 95-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Keesler Police Supply for new duty weapons with trade-ins for the City of Sylvania Police Department, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 95-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 95-2019.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 95-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 95-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item nine, which has to do with the Cushman Road Improvement Project. Having your council packets, a report from the service director, Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This water line is one of our older water lines throughout the city. It was installed in 1952. Was made of cast iron and has been a problem water main for the last several years. Last winter we had two breaks on it. We've had at least one break over the past several winters. It is due for replacement. We're also getting out in front of when the interchange project proceeds in 2025, assuming that it proceeds in 2025. This water main we'd like to have replaced so that we can do some additional work up in the Alexis and Acres area to tie this water main into it. So we've solicited proposals from three engineering firms, and ESA out of Toledo here submitted a proposal of $12,500 to perform that work. We've done quite a bit of work with ESA, either as a city consultant or other work that they've done on site plans. They're a good firm, and we would recommend moving forward. We do have this water line slated and concluded in the 2040 capital improvement plan on the water side. So this is planned for replacement next year.
Mr. Aller, I know that a lot of water lines are cast iron. This one must not be cement lined, or what will be replaced with?
We'll be replacing it with cement lined ductile iron.
Ductile iron, okay.
It's the just method of production is just slightly different. Cast iron is holds up to corrosion actually a little better than ductile, but when it goes, it goes. Ductile will withstand a little more and has a little more strength, where cast iron just doesn't. And once you start losing it, it's a recurring problem.
Expect to have this project ready to bid during next year.
Yes, it would be our goal to bid it during the winter and then have it replaced in the spring and summer.
All right. Mr. Richardson, we do have Ordinance 96-2019 to hire ESA LLC to do this work.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 96-2019. All members of Council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to accept the proposal of ESA LLC to provide engineering services for the Cushman Road Improvements Project, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $12,500. Waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 96-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 96-2019.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 96-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 96-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 10. The last meeting, the clerk of council prepared a council schedule for you for next year, listing the required meetings on the first and third Monday nights of each month, except for July and August, and those were approved. But it occurred to me since that meeting that the charter calls for council to have its organizational meeting no later than January the 6th and January the 5th, and your meeting is not until January the 6th. And we've had to do this a few times in the past, call for the organizational meeting. This does not replace the meeting that you'll be having on the first Monday, which is January the 6th. It is called for in the charter specifically to constitute yourself as seven duly elected members and to elect the president of council. And you adjourn after that. We would typically do it on the same as the council meeting night and then reconvene in regular council meeting, but we cannot wait until Monday the 6th to do that and meet the charter requirements. So it's the administration's recommendation, subject to your availability, that you do it on Thursday the 2nd or perhaps on Friday the 3rd. but that's up to you. The meeting does not have to be at 7:30 at night. You can schedule it at noon, 5, 6, 7, 7:30, whatever you choose to do. And attendance is not required. You need just to have a majority of council there to pass the motion that you are duly constituted. So I turn to the president of council for this one now.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would suggest that we look at 5:30 on Thursday, January 2nd as a possible time, if that looks like a date that would work for other council members.
Anybody going to any football bowl games?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I doubt it.
We don't need you to be here, I guess.
I'm just... I just said that for the mayor's benefit, is a high stake.
There's a big
week.
Game Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think both teams will be going to bowl games.
I suspect.
How about noon? Why not?
Are we working? Are people working that day? You know what? I just had respect for people working, and I don't know if it's...
I'm working, but I can take care of doing the problem at this time.
Okay, if you're working at 5:30.
I was just thinking of the current...
He's in the neighborhood now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Doesn't matter to me either way.
Okay. Noon is fine with me, too. So why don't I move that we hold the organizational meeting for Sylvania City Council on Thursday, January 2nd.
Let me ask the new members of council that will be sworn in that night, how do you feel about that day and time? Your attendance is probably more required than anybody else's, because you will be sworn in, as will the two returning members of city council, which are Doug and Mark.
So,
the only thing we've heard from council is 5, or noon, I mean.
Or 5:30.
5:30 works. Your choice.
Doesn't matter. You want to do it at noon, let's do it at noon. If you want to do it at 5:30, let's do it at 5:30.
I don't know the bowl schedule, so.
So I move that we hold our organizational meeting for the Sylvania City Council at noon on Thursday, January 2nd.
Sorry. Been moved and seconded to schedule a organizational meeting of council for Thursday, January 2nd at 12 noon in these council chambers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is ordered to advertise that date. Okay, turning to page 2 of our agenda, we're up to committee reports. 11A is a report of the Employee and Community Relations Committee meeting held on November 13th. Mr. Lutke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, the committee did meet on November 13th with a couple of purposes. One, to review nominees and make an appointment to the Board of Zoning Appeals. Then the second, which was added to the agenda, was to review the vacancy and reappointment to Sage Yard. Present were members Lukey, Hussman, Capolini, and Richardson, I'm sorry, along with Mr. Hainem. We reviewed and interviewed three candidates for the BZA position. One was a gentleman named Matthew Snell, who has both his bachelor's and master's degrees in civil engineering, mechanical engineering, and railroad engineering. From a number of different universities. He works for the Monroe County Highway Engineer and has been a resident of Sylvania for a number of years. We also interviewed Danny Royer, who is an IT analyst for Libby Incorporated and also teaches IT at Owens College. And then we talked with John Healy, who is a realtor at Danbury and a fairly high-profile community volunteer here in Sylvania. We felt that there was a fairly clear choice. We were pleased with the number of choices. Actually, all three candidates represented very well. Mr. Snell, however, spends a lot of his time in the office working for the highway engineer in Monroe County, working with planning and zoning boards and commissions throughout the county. So he has an experience on the government side of what the BZA does. had a very good grasp of what we were asking the assignment to be. we also very much felt that Mr. Royer was a good candidate. We encouraged him to continue to express, to be interested in future appointments, Mr. Healy as well. But the committee did move and second and vote 4-0 to move forward Matthew Snell as the new member of the Board of Zoning Appeals. I have to say that Norman Ladd, who is leaving the board, was given the opportunity to interview as well and chose not to do so. Then secondly, we were had previously been aware of an appointment that's necessary at Sageyard. That would be the reappointment of George France. We were mindful of the fact that over the last two nominating years, we have asked veteran members of boards and commissions to reapply and go through the public process. However, I think the committee pretty much agreed that there are some significant new opportunities and challenges that Sageyard is going to face in the next 5 years. They've just gone through a master planning process, so there'll be some potential land acquisition and some new construction. And we felt that Mr. France was uniquely qualified with both his background and his experience to be able to fill that role again. So it was moved and seconded and approved that we bring to you the name of George France for reappointment to the Sageyard Board. So, Mr. Mayor, I believe we do have legislation in front of everybody at this point, so if you'd like, I could move forward with those.
All right. Those two resolutions, number 18 and number 19, have just been circulated around the table to accomplish those appointments.
Okay. So, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move passage of resolution number 18, 2019, appointing Matthew J. Snell to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31st, 2022. Waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Okay. Do I need to do that? I don't need to do that for a resolution, do I?
No, you do.
You do? Okay.
Yep. It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 18, 2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor?
18. Resolution 19.
I'm sorry, I've got George Francis. He's 18. I'm sorry. Let me start over.
Mr. Francis is 18?
Yes, but we can do with 19. That's
okay,
fine.
Yeah.
So we. It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 19, 2019, be read by title only and that the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of resolution number 19, 2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 19, 2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The resolution is approved, and Mr. Snell is appointed to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
Right. Then, Mr. Mayor, I would also like to introduce resolution number 18, 2019, reappointing George France to the Board of Trustees of Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, or Sageyard, for a three-year term to expire on December 31st, 2022. Waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 18, 2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 18, 2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 18, 2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The resolution is approved, and Mr. France is reappointed to a three-year term on the Sageyard Board.
Thank you.
Thank you for your efforts. Moving on to added agenda item 11B, a report from the Sister City Committee and the Sister City activities in Woodstock, Ontario this past weekend.
Right, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to go as long as I can before running out of voice. But and then you can take over. But I'm delighted to say that we had a very good showing at the Woodstock Santa Claus Parade and attendant activities this weekend. The mayor was there along with the Woodstock mayor, who we didn't anticipate would be in town. but Mayor Birch was there, along with Mrs. Westfall and her husband and myself and my wife and Chief Rom from the Township Fire Department, including a number of volunteers. Several of our members were there for the tree lighting ceremony on Friday night, but the majority of them were able to participate in a Saturday activity, which included a visit to a local artist's gallery, participation in the parade, and dinner at a traditional Navy mess, which is the Sea Scouts of that area are pretty active, and the Sea Cadets hosted us in a traditional Navy ceremony. So very interesting, nothing I've ever done before, so kind of cool, actually. Then in addition, on Sunday, Mary and myself and David Shear met with their downtown Woodstock committee to talk a little bit about some of the things that we've done here. When they visited here, they'd noticed, not incorrectly, that our downtown has become quite a vital place. It's driving a lot of business, and I think they aspire to that. They have a little different situation, but and that they're at the front end of the curve, but we had a good information exchange for about an hour or so with those people. So it was a very productive presentation, meeting. We did have a surprise gift from the woman who runs the art gallery and the city of Woodstock, and that is an opportunity for our mayor to select a painting from the gallery to bring back and hang in our city hall. And it is right over here. The artist showed me how to get it through customs without getting busted. And so we're good. And Mayor, I applaud you for your choice. You might want to talk about that a little bit. And
we actually visited the artist's residence and studio where she does a lot of this work. Her name is
Kathy.
Kathy Brown. She has exhibited in Europe in several places and lots of places around Canada and does most of these landscapes. I tried to solicit assistance from our two members of council that were there to do the selection, and I tried to get the artist to narrow it down to two or three and didn't get a lot of assistance from any of those people. So then I decided to try and find something that would be representative of Woodstock. And two of her paintings caught my eye for that. She does landscapes. She does not do downtown scenes as her normal work. But she had done a rustic barn that's in, north of Woodstock. I like the colors in it very much. Instead of being green, that one was much more orange. And showed the rolling hills, the rolling barn hills that are around Woodstock very nicely. So we pulled that one out, and then we put this one up as well. This one has won, she said, awards at three different shows she's taken it to, and also looks very much like Sylvania. This looks a lot like the Ottawa River behind my office.
Yep.
And it's a scene from just south of Woodstock on the south side of the 401. She was willing to take me out of the spot and show it to me. I didn't think I'd do that. But I believe her. And this, frankly, is a very nice work of art.
Oh, absolutely.
So with her approval and the approval of the two members of council and the rest of our delegation that was there, this was given to us by the city of Woodstock. She is being paid for it. She did not give us the payment. She is being paid for it. Mayor Birch had sent his secretary Ann Ash down to her studio earlier in the week, and she refused to make a choice either. And it is my intent to hang this in City Hall. We will post her credentials next to it, along with a little story of how we selected it, and then send that picture back to her and to the local press up there so they can publish that in their newspaper. She has also asked about having a show translate that to our two galleries downtown.
Yep.
And get back to her with the requirements for art shows in Sylvania. She'd very much like to come down and do that and bring more of her work. Her house is just full of beautiful artwork, and I think we're very fortunate to do this. We had taken a gift up to Woodstock a couple of times and come back with it because they had chosen not to exchange gifts for a while, so this was supposed to be something we didn't take that way. And we will get that to them the next time we see them. So that's the picture, and I guess I have to make some choices on it. I thought we did it framed. The artist is saying, no, don't frame it because it's painted on the other.
Right.
So I want to thank Mayor Starr for joining us. He had a number of conflicting commitments that he was able to work around, and it was, I think, very much appreciated that he was there along with Mary and Bob. So I think it went well. Our sister city relationship with Woodstock is, I think, continuing to be revitalized. We have a number of younger folks that are involved now down here, and so I look forward to some really continuing exciting things to come from Sister City.
You know, I am, if I could make some...
Please.
I would just share with you that it was, of course, a delight to be there, and it's always very cold there, at least in the winter when I've been there. But what I would like to share with council is the exceptional job that Mark Luecke has done in reviving this organization and the commitment to between these two cities. I think he's brought really a fresh new energy, a special touch of leadership that has really re-engaged the sister city members in a very meaningful way. And you will be missed, I know that. Of course, you're always welcome to join us again. But I think, Mark, I think a round of applause is in order for the great work you've done. Thank you.
I will tell you, thank you, Mary, and I really appreciate that. It has worked very well through the hard efforts of a lot of folks. I would, as a marketer, I would be remiss, though, if I didn't point out to Mr. McCann and Ms. Stow that there is a formal representative from City Council that sits on that board. I've filled that job for the last 3 years, so I'm sure that the next City Council will be looking for a interested volunteer to step up and take that role. Enough said.
All right, and it was a terrific weekend up there, and as Mark reported, Mayor Trevor Birch was in town. He changed his departure to Japan on a trade mission so that he could be in town as well. And he and I rode in the parade as is traditional for the mayors. It was very cold, but at least the wind was behind us instead of in front of us. And we were published in their newspaper the next day as being in that parade.
Of course. I needed to mention, too, our town crier, Mike Lieber, was there and also rode in the parade. And he is actually a celebrity in Woodstock. They look forward to seeing him. The people at the parade know that he's coming. And so I didn't want to not mention the fact that he was there and was a great contributor to the activities as well.
The council wants to see afterwards. I do have a picture of the two mayors and our town crier together that Mary actually took for us at the dinner table. It's a very nice picture of those two gentlemen.
Good.
All right. Let's move on. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, any committee referrals? Hearing none, let's move on to added agenda item 13. Which is a report from Mr. Aller on the Monroe Street Silica Road open house held at Northview Cafeteria this evening, both the fact that we had a big turnout and where we go from here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we had about 90 people that signed in at the meeting. I would venture to say that several didn't sign in because it seemed like we had more than 90 people through the cafeteria down there. Lots of good comments at the table. I saw a lot of people writing comments down and putting the comment slips into the box. We had close to 30 comments that we had received prior to the meeting where people had gone online and filled out the information. So we'll have plenty of good feedback, I think, on the project. Of course, the meeting showed both the roundabout option as well as a signal improvement option, and that we'll be taking comments on what people would prefer to see at that intersection. The process from here is there will be a 30-day comment period, so we'll take comments through December 18th. We'll be looking at those comments as we go along. We won't wait until December 18th because we are on kind of a tight time frame as far as the ODOT process is concerned. So we'll be collecting those comments and seeing where it seems to be leading us, but at the same time not making a final decision until we have all of the comments. The consultant will take a look at those comments, make a recommendation to us, and then we'll bring that recommendation to council as to how to proceed with the project. That will come to council either the first or second meeting in January, because the consultant does need to get started on the what's called the stage one design in January so that they can have that completed by October of 2020. So that recommendation will be coming to you right after the first of the year as to how to proceed with that project. So that's the process. Stage one, as I mentioned, will be done by 2020. The project will actually bid in 2023. And obviously a lot of work to do between now and then. So I will be coming back to you soon.
Kevin. Also, as reported at the last meeting, the city has been successful in acquiring some matching funds for the reconstruction of the bridge on Silica, and we're going to try to incorporate that into the same schedule in 2023. Mr. Hanum.
Yeah, will the comments be summarized? Will you summarize the comments for us?
Yes.
Before?
I can give you an unscientific summarization right now.
All right.
People do not like the roundabout.
Yeah. We will provide a summary. We'll have all of the comments and kind of summarize statements and positions.
Will ODOT take a position on what they recommend?
No, not on this project. It's CMAC funding, and so that's local funding. It's an LPA-led project.
It is appropriate that we're looking at a roundabout, whether we select that or not, because CMAC stands for Congestion Mitigation Air Quality. Mm-hmm. And the fewer vehicles you have sitting there, the less air, the less congestion at the site and the less air pollution that's taking place. But that doesn't mean it's the appropriate or the safest way to go. And recall also that it creates a new eastbound lane in front of the library to connect with the lanes already in front of the fire station. So that's going to help a lot as well. Okay. Thank you for that report. And then Mrs. Hussman added agenda item 14, a Heritage Sylvania report / sales.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, it's time for Deck the Halls for History, the silent auction, which will take place Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th. And this year, with Thanksgiving coming so late, it's going to be boom, boom, boom. So I thought I'd better put a special plug in. The times that the auction will be open are Friday, December 6th from 5 to 8, and Saturday, December 7th from noon to 5, and it's in conjunction with Miracle on Main Street, of course, and all the activities taking place. So we hope you'll make a little step further north and come to the deck the halls for History Silent Auction on Friday.
I have got that invitation in my mail today.
Well, I was hoping you did. Yes. This invitation?
Yes.
This one? Yes. Yes.
This card.
That was supposed to be. It is. It's, I don't know if the rest of you feel that, like we're missing a week in Christmas preparation because of Thanksgiving being so late. But I'm sure we'll all get our act together, as my mother would say. So I hope you can come. If you want, you can even donate an item for the silent auction. That's always a good way to contribute as well. So thank you. Hope you all can come and help Heritage Sylvania move forward. Thank you.
Thanks for that report. And many downtown businesses and members of the board do donate items. The mayor's office has donated one from the first year as well. And there are not only a lot of nice things to buy there, but there's some pretty good bargains you can pick up there as well, depending on the number of bidders that are there. So I encourage your attendance during one of those holiday Miracle on Main days. All right, that brings us to the end of our agenda. Pretty normal things in the information, nothing I need to point out to you. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, December the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending and staying.